Blog Talk Radio.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time. But will you push your name and tell him God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time.
I wonder.
can be. The devil thought he knew. Can I testify? The devil thought he knew, but then my life was over. He thought by now I give up. He thought by now I give up. The devil thought he knew, and my life was over. He thought I had no more.
Somebody here to tell them. tell. Oh, my friend, that you have won again.
You won.
You have won.
Thank
you. You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won. So many times, over and over and over again. Yeah, yes. You're a doctor that's never lost a patient.
You're a healer.
I didn't even know how I was gonna make it, but oh,
you pulled me through.
You're a winner. You did it for me. You brought me out. You made a way.
Yes, he did.
Ooh, got you. I give you glory. I bless your name.
By faith and not by sight. Keep pressing through. Hold on to God's loving hand. He will never leave you nor forsake you. The woman of God will be on shortly. Stay tuned and get ready to hear a word from God.
So this song right here means a lot to me. And I was traveling and God began to speak to me. He said, when you think about company, they come over to your house. At some point, because they're company, they have to go. He said, but with me, I want to be the person who can stay with you and for the rest of your life. So my prayer was to God, you are the company that never have to leave me. So I need you to stay with me. How can I live? How can I move? How can I be without you? How can I stand in the midst of pain? I can't go on without you. You are the company that doesn't have to go. So stay with me. I'm broken before you. Please don't leave, cause I need you. I'm empty if I don't have you. So stay with me. Give my heart to thee. You are my victory. I can't imagine life without you. So stay with me. Oh Lord, stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. How can I live? How can
I'm broken.
Please don't leave me alone.
Don't leave
you know that I'm empty.
You can stay as long as you like. Keep me company as long as you like. Your will is my command. Whatever you need from me, God, I give it unto you. You ain't got to ask for it no more. I say yes. Somebody just open up your mouth and tell them
Amen, amen, amen. Remember, keep pressing through. The woman of God will be on in about 5 minutes. Stand in and on the word of God. The enemy will try you. You have to understand that. I'm not saying he won't try you, but keep the faith. Keep pressing through, and God loves you. Remember, the weapons may form, but it will not prosper. Pray. Talk to God. When was the last time you spent that one-on-one time with God? Remember, he's right there. He's waiting on you. If you need encouragement, we are here. If you need just a vent, we are here. But know that God does not worry about what you did last night. No, we're here with you. Hold on. We're going to go to another musical break, and then we'll be bringing the woman of God on.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you won again,
that you have won again. Let your power flow. That you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, prove the doubters wrong. Every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Anybody needing to fight some battles in here? This is what I need you to do, Lord.
Fight this battle.
I can't do it by myself. That you have won again.
You won.
You have won.
Thank you.
You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
You have won again.
You brought me out so many times.
You have
You're a healer.
I didn't even know how I was gonna make it, but oh,
you pulled me through.
You're a winner. Time after time, yeah. My husband could do. You're a champion. You're undefeated. Because you did it for me, yes. You brought me out. You made a way.
Yes, he did.
Ooh. God, you.
Yeah.
I give you glory. I bless your name.
God is still good all the time. Know that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Keep on trusting in him. The woman of God just got on. I'm going to give her a few minutes to get situated. If you have any questions, remember the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, offer me prayer. Make sure you press 1 because that's the only way I know that you want to speak to the woman of God or if you need prayer. We're going to go to one more song, and then we'll bring the woman of God on.
Ho! Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable?
I'm change. Come on. Jesus loving you. It sounds crazy, don't it? Hey. Let me tell you what it means.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
I really mean it this time.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Jesus.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Let me tell you what it does.
He saves the day.
Come on.
He will come through.
He will let you down, but
he won't allow. That's not what superheroes do.
See, I will never find
no greater love.
A love like this
makes my heart beat.
Amen, amen, amen. Again, get ready. The woman of God is on to give a word from the Lord just for you. Get your pen, paper together. She has a word. I hope you guys are ready. Woman of God, good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Hi. My name is Angela Baker, Angela Johnson Baker, Minister Angela Johnson Baker. And my pastor is none other than Pastor Charles H. Taylor, Sr. with Grace Cathedral of Houston with First Lady Belinda. We're at 9410 Mesa Drive, Houston, Texas, 77028. That number is 763-633-3371. And we can be here at Grace Cathedral, C@AOL.com. And I am a minister on the roster. I've been there for 10 years. I'm the president over the women's ministry. We have a lot of things going on, but the one thing I like the most is being able to be edified Jesus, lifting up each and every one of us. And this morning, I'm just honored to be here and to be a guest on the show today. And what I want to talk about today is I got and I thought about it and I pondered and I'm thinking about it now. It was given to me, Luke 12:34. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be out. Read that scripture again. The God says, thus it reads, and it is written in word. And we know that when it's written in word that Jesus has said this specifically himself. So that means he's intentional about what he's speaking to the people, okay, his people. The word of God, Luke 12:34, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Okay, do we really know where our hearts are? Do we really know where the real true treasure is? Okay, because God wants each and every one of us to know that where our hearts are, that the treasure that will be laid up for us there also. That's what the word of God is saying on today. And I'm just moved by the word of God, and I'm just so blessed. And then I'm concerned. I'm concerned for the soul on today, the soul of God's people, because people is living this life as if it's just passing them by. They're existing, but they're not living, is what I'm saying. Between existing and living, and living and not existing, and existing and not living, because one correlates with the other one. If you're not doing it, it's not going to work. So what I'm saying today, people of God, is that we need to be living in our existence. That means living with the spirit of the true one and only God on the inside of us. Amen. And I bless the Lord for that on this morning. I truly bless his name, because without him, we can do nothing. And apart from him, we are nothing. And we need Jesus' spirit to live on the inside of us. Now, I taught a segment in Bible study not too long ago at my church, I was speaking to the people about their spirit, their body, and their soul, okay? Because people know, people have a sense of occurrence in their minds of what the difference is. There's a differentiate of each one, your spirit, your body, and your soul. And if you know where each and every one is active and its position in, then you know how to apply each one of them according to your everyday existing in your living and in your being. Because the word of God says it is in him that we live, we move, and we have our very being. Amen. And that's the word of God on this morning. So I'm going to go to the word real quickly, if you wouldn't mind, because I would like to just share this with you guys on today. I'm blessed. I am blessed. I am truly blessed. And the woman of God that invited me on, none other than Pastor K. I call her Pastor K because she's my sister and she's my friend. So I can do that. Amen. I can just call you Pastor K. Is that all right with you, Pastor?
Come on now.
That's all right with the pastor today. So we're going to talk about your spirit, your body, and your soul. Because if you know the differentiate between each one, then you'll know how to, with the existence of the spirit of the one true only living God. Oh, amen. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost coming on this morning. Oh, speak to me. Speak to the spirit of God's people on today, Holy Spirit. And my pastor was talking about when we did this segment, that he was teaching us. We've been like almost 6 months now, probably longer, I would say. Lord, increase my capacity to understand the central, integral, vital core of my spirit, my body, and my soul in its operable existence, so I may utilize and not waste what you have for me. That means I'm taking what God has given me in my spirit, my body, and my soul, and I'm not going to waste it because I know that it is operable for my existence. Amen. And I may utilize and not waste what you have for me, meaning I'm not going to waste what you have for me, God, because what's for me is for me, and what's for you, people of God, is for you. And for that, I say, thank you, Lord, this morning. So I took the liberty of looking up some words so the people would understand what the word of God is speaking to them on today. Operable. The word operable means to perform. It means to work, and it means and or to manage. It's within the living being. That means it's incorporable in your consciousness. The soul is considered departed from a person's body at death. That is what your spirit is contrite and has the ability to do. And then we talk about the Holy Spirit, which is the one true living spirit of God that lives down on the inside of our souls, of the people. Amen. And then we have it is a supernatural being, as an angel or a demon, or being inhabiting or embodying a particular place, object, or natural phenomenon. That means that the other spirit has the ability to enter on the inside of your body and operate through you. That's what the word of God is saying on this morning. And then we talked about the body in its operable state. The body means the entire material or physical structure of an organism, of a human being, or an animal. Or it also means the physical part of a person, and it can also mean a corpse or a carcass or a human being of a person. And then we want to talk about the soul. The soul is the animating and vital principle in a human being, credited with faculties of thought, action, and emotion, and often conceived as an animated entity. The spirit nature of a human being is regarded as immortal. It's inseparable from the body. Amen. At death, it's acceptable and it's susceptible to the happiness or the misery in the future state. The central integral part, the vital core of the soul. Amen. Now let's talk about it. Let's talk about our spirit, because see, people don't understand the difference between your spirit, your soul, and your body. The spirit is the dimension of a man which deals with the spiritual realm, the part of a man that knows God. That's the you that knows who the real, true, one and only living God is. That's your spirit. That means you're connected, you're compelled, you're contracted to the magnetic force of the beings and the synthetic fibers of Jesus Christ, meaning that his spirit connects with yours. Amen. And then we have the soul.
Come on.
Hey, the soul. The soul is the dimension of a man which deals with the mental realm. That is your mind and the man's intellect, the sensibilities, his will, which is the part that reasons and thinks. That's your soul. Your soul is your mind. See, where the mind thinks, okay, anything that enters into the mind, we know that that's the first part of your body, which is in your head, is your mind. And see, that's where the enemy likes to deal with you. The enemy likes to, your mind is a battlefield that the enemy tries to attack. So your mind, so whatever your mind thinks, it aligns your body, and your body reacts to whatever your mind is thinking. And it causes you to physically act and move. Amen. That's your mind. Oh, my. I feel the Holy Spirit coming on. And that's your will. It is the part that reasons, and it's the part that thinks. It's the part that tells you to do this. Go this way. Go that way. Do that. Go up. Go down. Shut the door. He said this. You have the ability to receive and think and ponder on questions that's being asked to you, where you'll give out a response back. That is your mind and your will. Amen. Now we're going to talk about the body. The body. The body of a man is the dimension of a man, which the physical realm. It is the house in which we live. It is your temple. It is the tent. That's your body. The body is the part of your body, your outer being, where the existence of your spirit lives down on the inside of you. It is the house. It is the tent. It is the temple. This is where God inhabits us and lives on the inside of us. And then he has the ability to control when we're listening to him and aligning with his word. We're able to connect with those synthetic fibers and the blood of Jesus Christ and do what he has called us to do. Amen. Okay, my focus point today is we're going to begin thinking of yourself in a new light. Don't think about yourself as just a physical being. Think of yourself as a spirit. God's spirit entered into you, being who you possess a soul and lives in your body. That's the way we're going to think about it. I'm going to say it again. This focus point that I want you to focus on today is begin to think of yourself in a new light. Don't think of yourself as just a physical being. Think of yourself as a spirit. And then think of God's spirit entering on the inside of you. And that is being who possess a soul and lives in a body. I mean, God has possessed you on the inside, and he's living through you, okay? Then this is what I'm going to say today, and I'm going to say it again because I said it in the beginning. Lord, increase my capacity to understand if I am reborn again, renewed in my mind, healed physically, mentally, and emotionally, strengthened, delivered from anything that's not of God, and hinders me from being set free. Lord, I'm going to say it again. Would you please increase our capacity today to understand if I am reborn, to understand if I'm a new creature in you, if I can think like you, if I can walk like you, if I can talk like you, if I can be like you, God, physically, mentally, and emotionally. Strengthen, deliver from anything that's not of you, Father, that hinders me from being set free. Amen, amen, amen. And first, I want to talk about being reborn again. John 3:7, it comes from the word of God. It talks about the story about Nicodemus being reborn again. We need to know that we have to be reborn again. We have to be renewed again in the likeness of Christ so we can live, allow him to live through us so we can be able to receive what's truly inherited to us from our Father. Amen. First, I need to be reborn again. Think this to yourself. That means that the old man is dead, whereas the new man is alive, renewing his mind with the word of God, which comes from the power of the word of God. Being born again means we are born of the Holy Spirit, meaning the very presence of the living God is in us. Amen. I thank you, Elder Forrest, because you taught on that. I thank you. I thank you, Elder. We had an elder in the church that taught about being reborn again, knowing that if Jesus Christ's spirit is living down on the inside of you. And then we're going to talk about a renewed mind that comes from Romans 12:2. A renewed mind. Our mind needs to be aligned with the word of God so we can think different. We can think like him. We can get kind of like almost on his level so we'll be able to enact and do the things that he has called us to do. Amen. A renewed mind. It means you renew your mind by shifting your patterns and focus to change your life, changing the way you think. The scripture states and reads, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Being renewed in the mind. That's Romans 12:2. Go back and read that. We all need to be renewed in the mind because the mind controls what we think. It controls what we receive. And when we receive what we think, we begin to enact and react on what we're doing and what we're saying and how we act towards circumstances, situations, people, in our job, in our homes, in our families. We need to think about being renewed in the mind. Our mind needs to be conformed to the word of God so we cannot be conformed to the world. Amen. Amen. And the benefits of renewing your mind, it allows forgiveness to others, which restores relationships. It helps to release heartache and lighten your loads and burdens. It is not only being forgiven, especially if unforgiveness has impacted the way that you have treated an individual person or someone or a group of people. I don't know who it may be, but we need to learn how to let our mind be renewed so we can receive restoration. Oh, I hear you, God. Mm. This increases our capacity to not be bound by the enemy in our spirit, our body, and our soul. Amen. Now, let's talk about the spirit and the body of the soul of the man, because that's what I was on in the beginning when we began to talk about this thing. I'm trying to sift through it real quickly because I don't want to take up too much time, but the Lord has an anointing on the word for each and every person on this morning that's on this podcast. Lord, touch somebody from somewhere. Use your abilities and powers and influence to help them to think and understand their spirit, their body, and their soul on this morning. Now, the spirit of the man is what I'm talking about. Genesis 1:26-27. It says that you are created in God's image, in God's class, in God's likeness. And then we talk about a man's spirit is created to be associated and companion of deity. Deity is the God, the essential nature or condition or being of God, his divinity, his character or his nature that connects with yours and live down on the inside of you. Amen. And then we have the in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verses 26-27. God is talking about a new heart. Ezekiel, he was talking about a new heart. God had given him a word about a new heart. And then the word began to speak. Also, I will give you a new spirit, and I will put within you, and I will take away a stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. I will not put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in statutes. You shall keep my judgments and do them. So we need a new heart, people. Some of us just need to get up on the operating table and let the Holy Spirit do the work and cleanse us from that unclean heart and give us a new heart so we'll have the Spirit of God living down on the inside of us in our heart so we may operate and react and enact just like him. Amen. I'm going to say it again, just like him. 1 Peter 3:4, it said the word of God is talking about Let us not be hidden of a man of the heart in that which is corruptible, even the ornament of the meek and quiet spirit, which is the sight of God of great price. God is talking, Peter is talking in this passage here about the heart that is not corruptible, which is even of an augment, ornament of a meek spirit, a quiet spirit. God was a God that everybody knew when he was on the scene because he had a meek spirit about himself. He was quiet. Sometimes he'll walk right through the crowd and they didn't even notice that he was coming through because that's just how quiet that he did it, because he had to be settled in his spirit because he had to enact and be able to receive the impressions of the people. He had to walk amongst the people and be able to feel what they were feeling in order to be able to do the works that he was called to do, the miracle signs and wonders that he had to do for the people. That means he had to lay hands so the sick can be healed. He had to speak a word so the lame could speak and be raised up. Amen. This is the word of God. God, thank you on this morning. In 2 Corinthians verse 4:16, the apostle Paul is talking about your heart as well. Paul said about your heart, event as a physical body was over, our outer self is wasting away. Our inner self, our inward man being renewed day by day. We don't need to let our spirit be wasted. It needs to be renewed day by day. And that is by the word of God in this physical body. This is a physical body that we live on the inside, that your spirit lives on the inside of it. Now I want to talk about the soul of a man. The soul of a man. It's a spirit and soul are two separate things. We need to understand that your spirit and your soul are two separate entities.
Come on.
You got to understand it. Because when if you can understand that, then you can get on board with Jesus. Amen. You can understand that you have a spirit and that you have a soul that are two separate things. Hebrews 4:12, it says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of the asunder of the soul and the spirit and the joints of the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Your soul and your spirit is two separate entities. And verses in Hebrews verses 12 and 23, it says, to the general assembly of the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of a just man made perfect. Okay, you got to understand that the spirit and the soul is two separate entities, and they operate on one accord together. Amen, 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 amen. And then in Romans 12 and 2, we're going to say it again because I want you to understand that that old man needs to be put away. That old man has to be put away. It says that the old man is dead and reborn. The man is alive. Let him live by renewing his mind with the word of God. You only can be renewed through Jesus Christ, and that is through his word. You can only become one with him. That is through surrenderment and with his word. Amen. Because when the word gets down on the inside of your spirit, it begins to do a work that I can't even call it, but I've been there, done that. The word had to get down on the inside of my heart and my spirit and do a work. It gave me a work of replenishment, renewal, and restoration. That means it took out all those unclean, dirty things, those things that were not of God, removed them and replaced them with the spirit of the one true living God. Amen, 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 amen. Remember, without a renewed mind, your mind will agree with your body, and it will bind your spirit. We are simultaneously concerned and operable for the soul and the spirit. Now, I'm going to tell you this today. I'm going to drop this nugget on you. Do something with your mind. Don't die to self. Self has to be reborn again. Renew your mind and crucify your flesh. That's the word of God. Renew your mind and crucify your flesh. I'm talking about the spirit, the body and the soul on this morning. I don't know if y'all got that teaching, but I hope God is giving you something from this on this morning. I bless the Lord for it on this morning. How much time I got, Pastor? How much time I got? I'm good. Okay, I'm good. So I can talk about Jesus all day long, so y'all better get on board because you're in for a ride this morning. Lord, thank you, Holy Ghost. We bless the name of Jesus on this morning. Now, I didn't even pray over y'all this morning before I got started, but I prayed on the way here because, God, we don't have time. See, people think they got time, and the time has already, it's already at hand. Time is running out. I spoke and I did a sermon on about time. Time is the essence of things. People think they got a lot of time to do this and to do that, and, oh, I'm going to wait at the last minute, and I'm going to go get saved, and I'm going to ask God to forgive me. But let me tell you something. The enemy is setting people up with this thing called time. Cairo's time is only in one man's hand, and that's the mouth of Jesus Christ. Come we on. Need to understand that time is of essence right now. You don't have no time to waver and try to figure out if you want to be on God's side or if you want to be on the world's side. You need to have a made-up mind right now. It needs to be renewed by the word of God right now. I'm talking about a right now thing with this thing called time. Amen. Amen. In the book of James 1:21, it states to lay aside all filthiness and outflow of wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your soul. It's letting you know that the word of God is able to save your soul. You got to get into the word. You got to get into your Bible-based church. You got to get up under a pastor who's going to feed his flock and who's going to give you the unadulterated word of God that's going to tell you the truth. That's not going to sugarcoat it. That's not going to sauce it up. That's going to keep it real and 100 with you. See, that's the kind of pastor I got. My pastor talked to us and he don't play with us. He gone on and let us know an ace is an ace and a spade is a spade. Heaven is real and hell is real. Which one you gonna choose? Because I remember in the book of Joshua, he say, for me and my household, we gonna serve the Lord. He say, choose this day who you gonna serve. You got a choice. Isn't that good news today? The Lord has, he loves us so much and he's so merciful and he's so gracious. He's given us a choice to choose him. He's giving us a choice. Okay, we back to the body of a man. Romans 7 and 18, the Bible says Paul was talking to the Romans. He said, no good thing dwells in the flesh. He said, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelling no good thing. For the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. What Paul was talking about, he say, I keep doing these things that's not of God, the things that I don't want to do, but it's willed in me to do what's right. And he understood that if he didn't have a relationship with Jesus Christ and he didn't become one with him, he couldn't overcome those things. And he understood that he was made in the flesh and he was going to make mistakes and he was going to fall and he was going to become short. He understood it. But he acknowledged that in his flesh dwelling no good thing. He understood that. But he understood that he needed Jesus Christ in order to overcome those no good things. Ooh, talk to me, Holy Ghost, this morning. And the Bible says to present your body to God as a sacrifice in Romans 12 and 1. And the word of God says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of the God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It's your reasonable service to present yourself, and for you to become holy as a living, your bodies as a living sacrifice to the one, the only true God. I say the one and only true God because I want everybody to understand, but it's only one God, and that's never going to change. It's only one God, and it's one true God. The word of God says your body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That's Romans 12 and 1. And the focus point today for that is that your body is not yourself. You are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in the body. I'm going to say it again because people confused. That's why we have adultery. That's why we have fornication. That's why we have people confused about their identity or their sexuality or who they truly are. You have men being with men, women being with women. You need to understand your body, your soul. You need to understand your body and your soul and your spirit. You got to understand the three. They differentiate, but they correlate. That means all three work together. We know the word of God in Romans 8:28. It says, for we know that for all things work together for the good of those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. Okay, those three things work together. Amen. For the purpose of God. The focus point for today on that is your body is not yourself. You are a spirit. You have a soul and you live inside of the body. Okay, so we're gonna get ready to wrap this on up. The spirit, the body, and the soul is what we're talking about today, God's people. It says each part has its own function. I need you to remember and understand that the spirit contacts and it knows God. It's your spirit. According to the word, when you align yourself in the word of God, when you're fasting, when you're consecrating yourself and you land out for him, seeking his face, you're trusting him, you're relying on him, you understand that when you have become one with him and that your spirit contact God. That's spirit. And then we're gonna talk about your soul. Your soul is the part that contacts the intellectual realm. That means your mind and the thoughts that you have. It contacts, your soul contacts the intellectual realm. That means your mind and the thoughts that you have. So you, if you align your mind with the word of God that thing will begin to work on you. It'll get down in your heart. It'll begin to cleanse you of things that's not supposed to be there. And God will rest on the inside of you and you'll begin to think like him. Mm-hmm. You'll begin to hear him when he speaks to you. He'll wake you up in dreams. He'll give you visions, signs, and wonders. When your soul contacts the intellectual realm, that means your thoughts and your mind. And now we're going to talk about the body. The body contacts the material world. That means whatever your mind thinks,
If you look this way and you think I need to go over there, your body is going to follow because you're living in a physical body. Okay, I'm trying to break this thing down so we, the people of God, can understand the spirit, the body, and the soul, because that's where all the enemy uses and come in with all this confusion and got our people confused. They don't know their identity. They don't know who they are. They don't know where they're going. We have mental illness going on so bad right now because they don't know the difference in deciding and understanding the spirit, the body, and the soul. But when you study this text and you study the scriptures and you begin to really think about that thing and think on that thing, the word, the Holy Spirit came down on you, and it will give you what you need in your thinking and thought process in order to be operable in this mission and state of mind. Jesus Christ, you'll become contact with God. Amen. 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 We're going to say it again today. Lord, increase my capacity to understand the central, integral, vital core of my spirit, my body, and my soul. I'm getting ready to close this thing out. I'm going to say it again. You need to talk to God. You need to ask him to increase your capacity to understand the central, integral, vital core of your spirit, your body, and your soul. And then people believe this and know this. We're not here on this side forever. When God begins to call you and it's your time, you can't. So you need to have your spirit, your body, and your soul, and your mind aligned with God so he can come and live down inside of your spirit, and he can control you through his physical attributes, and you'll do the things that he has called you to do. You'll walk like him. You'll begin to talk like him. You'll begin to see visions and see signs, miracles, and wonder. You'll be able to have the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost to lay hands on the sick and they'll be healed. You'll be able to just speak a word, or when you just walk in the room. I remember in the book of Acts when Paul just walked and they throwed and waved handkerchiefs and the people began to be healed. This is the power that we wanted resurrected on the inside of us, which is the power of God. Amen. Amen. I thank the Lord, and I'm truly blessed being able to share a word with you guys on today. And I thank you, Pastor K, for having me on today. I'm so honored, and I'm so blessed. And it's just awesome to be in the presence of God. I'm wanting on this morning. And I thank my pastor, Pastor Charles H. Taylor, Sr., and First Lady Belinda Taylor, because they... Well, God has used the man of God to truly teach us what we need to know to be in a personal relationship with Jesus. Judgment. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Minister. Minister Baker, for coming on and giving that word. It was well needed on this morning. Remember, people of God, this is why I always say, when you wake up, thank God for that you're still in the land of the living, and also put your heavenly salvation on. It's very important, because once the enemy has your mind, he has control over you. Get it together. Get your pen and paper together and understand you have to study and read the word for yourself. That's why these three keys I give you every time we come on here. One, find your church, get you a Bible. Read this King James NIV, get you a Bible, people of God. Read you download it on your phone, or your tablet, or your laptop, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. You have to be up under someone that can cover you. Find your church home. You're definitely welcome to join us at the Abba House Sundays at 3 o'clock. You can reach us at 832-519-7646. Or if you want to go visit one of the ministers or pastors or apostles that came on the show, let me know. I will connect you. It's not about me. It's not about apostle. It's about kingdom business, getting you connected with God. If you don't know how or you don't know what to do, we can assist you in getting close to the Lord. Understand that. Three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word, but they're walking the word. This is very critical when you surrender your life to Christ. No, we're not saying it's going to be easy. I say this all the time from Genesis to Revelation. It does not say it's going to be easy, but it does say having faith size of a mustard seed can move mountains. People of God, time is winding down. Back in the day, the old people say God is on his way back. Remember that when we was growing up, our granny used to say it all the time. But now it's showing that he's on his way back. My God, you pay attention to what's going on in the Word. He's not just calling the old folks home. He's calling all ages home. Are you ready? Are you truly prepared? Have you truly surrendered to God? Remember those three keys. Get your Bible, find your church home, and make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the Word, but they are living the Word. It's very, very critical that you under someone that is serious about the Lord. I can't stress this enough. Your life depends on it. Your children, your grandchildren, their seed depends on it. You can't be a generation breaker and you still riding the fence, sweetheart. It doesn't work that way. You're coming from two people, listen, from two people that's been there, done that, can write a few books and some movies about it. You don't understand. She's going to come back because it's a part two of the series. But listen to what I'm telling you. Get yourself in order. You don't have much time. Remember the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer, you're not in this by yourself. If you want to sow into the ministry, it's $WG. Anybody that has came on, text us at 832-519-7646. Remember, it's not about I. It's about kingdom business and building the kingdom for God. Get yourself together, people of God. Time is winding down. You guys have a blessed and phenomenal day. Know that we're here if you need us. And remember, study the Word for yourself, not just go by what they say. Learn it for yourself. You can't continue to live on me, mom, big mama, granny, and nana prayers for long. You have to have a relationship with God for yourself. Because remember, once you stand in front of him, me, mom can't stand in front of him for you. You're going to stand in front of him for yourself. You guys have a blessed day. Know that we're here if you need us.
Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy, keeping, saving name. So God, we lift you. God, we magnify you. I feel Jesus. You reign. And you rule. You're worthy, you're worthy. Yes, you are. Oh, God, oh, God. Everybody say, God, I look to you, say.
God, I look to you.
I won't be overwhelmed.
I won't be overwhelmed.
Give me vision.
Give me vision.
To see things like you do.
To see things like you do.
Say, God, I look to you.
God, I look to you.
You're where my help comes from.
You're where
give me wisdom.
Give me wisdom.
You know just what to do.
You know just what to do, yeah.
You know just what to do. You know just what to do. You know just what to do. Everybody say, I will love you. Together, hallelujah. Lord God reigns. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
My God reigns.
Hallelujah.
Our God reigns.
Forever all my days.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's raise that again. Everybody say it. Hallelujah.
One more time, everybody. Hallelujah.